Go Loud.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try a wasting it now. Till your body attends. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that,
deep knockout.
Talk of all bollocks.
Right. Siobhan, how are you?
Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend?
I had a lovely weekend, thanks.
Yeah. Calvin, you had a good weekend?
I had a great weekend.
I had a good weekend. We're all happy. We do questions over here, don't we?
I have a question for Siobhan.
Right, here it is.
Siobhan, we live vicariously through your dating life.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah.
Is that the right? Calvin have private conversations all the time about getting your fella.
Yeah. And do you know when you come in and give us an update and all, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, shout out, I'd be dying to go in and get the info.
I'm a bit raging, you never rang me on the landline to tell me and all. And I could have been sitting there on my landline twiddling the cord around my fingers and all, like, no way.
Lying on your belly but kicking your legs back.
Yeah. Britney Spears on in the background and all.
He was a copper.
I still have the landline, like, I could ring you some other time.
You have your mobile back now.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense now to ring me on the landline.
I feel like it takes away from the whole aesthetic of it all as well, do you know what I mean?
But we have a group chat on WhatsApp as well. I think you should be ringing us before and after dates.
And maybe even during.
Possibly.
Do what they do on... Do you know what show I watch every single Thursday? First Dates Ireland. And I know a lot of it's scripted and stage and all, but I love nothing more than sitting there and be like, he's definitely a yeah. She's going to lead him on as if she's a yeah, and then go, I'd like to see you as a friend, and they're never going to meet up again. I love that. Love it. It's my favourite game.
Mary Boone was on it.
Yeah. Mad staged. Mad
staged.
Yeah. Do you know who I am? You do know who I am, don't you? No. Just stop. You told her to say that.
If I ever caught you saying to someone, you know who I am, I'd cancel the podcast.
Oh, you have to. You have to. You have to.
When you're on a date, you're like, you know who I am. Like.
You have to.
I want to die.
Sorry, Siobhan. So your dating life.
Wait, a lot of people are a lot more interested than you'll probably think.
Oh, because you're doing the blind date on TBX?
Yeah.
When it was on Lent and you had this mobile phone hiatus, you gave your number, landline number, 01, whatever. You wrote that down on a piece of paper and gave that to a fella on a night out.
Yes.
And then wondering why he never rang you.
Weird, yeah.
What do you mean weird? It was weird in the situation.
Instant.
Him.
Instant red flag.
Yeah, but is it not just so funny that you'd have rang, like, for the crack?
I would have definitely rang.
Yeah, thank you. It's funny.
But, like you said, for the crack.
Yeah, I would have rang with me, mate.
Going, look, I'm going to end up with this woman for
life. I would have been ringing with me, mate.
Going, let me get the buzz out of this.
See if she's actually doing this.
Yeah.
Answer, yeah. Anyway, I bumped into him on the street and... It was only Drury Street, so it's not like massive, but I did shout across the road at him and be like, oh, like, why'd you never call my landline?
And again, you're wondering why he didn't ring.
Did he respond that laugh?
He laughed and then gave me a hug and asked me, like, for my mobile number.
Oh,
right,
so that's getting serious now.
Progress, yeah. When's the wedding?
Then, never texted me all last week. And then I was walking home on Friday and I bumped into him again.
No, you didn't.
Did you walk in the area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you pull him the sword time?
I just said hi and I was keeping going and he stopped me and was like, oh, like, how was your weekend? Or how was your night out the last night? And then as I was leaving, he was like, oh, like, I might text you after the weekend. And I was like, will you, yeah?
Blocked.
Yes, go on, Siobhan.
Blocked. No, I'm not accepting that.
And he was like, oh, we'll see. And I was like, all right.
So the ball's in his court. It's always been in his court.
No, he's playing too hard to get. He's blocked.
I don't care. Like,
we don't accept him.
I just liked the story. I'm not that bothered by him. Like,
well, not accepting him. Don't
imagine he listened. She's in here eating the back off.
I'd say
you never text me. I don't even care. I'm not even interested in all. Poor fella there with a message typed out just deleting it.
Yeah.
I'd say that to his face if I saw him again. Like, I couldn't be ours. Well.
Fuck him. Calvin, would you accept him? Be honest.
I know. No, he's had a chance. Come here. The landline thing would be a bit off-putting. I'm not going to lie. Yeah?
But then what about...
Having the mobile number, though, there's no reason why, like, if you give someone your number tonight, you can't get a text tomorrow.
Well, no, because I gave it to him on Holy Thursday, so I was like, you have to wait until Sunday.
He might just be the one. And
I think I'm on his side now.
You're making life really difficult for this.
I'm back on his side, Siobhan.
Completely normal bloke. Going, this woman is telling me it's Holy Thursday. there. I can't slide into my DMs.
So yeah.
Yeah, but like
that man has done nothing wrong. He is. He could be the one, Siobhan. He could be the one.
Terry, so we need applicants on TBX to put ourselves out there. We're setting Siobhan up on a blind date. Give us a selling point for Siobhan Terrence.
A selling point for her?
Yeah.
She goes to a book club.
Right. That's enough. Don't say anything.
That's all you need to know about Siobhan.
Is that a selling point?
Sign up to TBX, send your applications in, and me and Terrence are going to go through them all.
How do you feel about that, Siobhan?
I'm intrigued. I want to see
who. I know for a fact that we could find somebody. And you would go, yeah, I didn't think you would have got that.
Are you getting any extra help from on this? Like,
not yet, anyway.
Anybody that like knows me maybe slightly more than you would know me?
I think Siobhan, no one in this building.
More than anyone else.
Yeah, no one in this building knows you better than us. We were in your gaff.
We've done road trips. We've stayed in your gaff.
Your man that love us.
So who knows you more than that?
No one.
Like,
no, don't even say, don't even mention
say
her name.
Hey,
she's
gonna
around say
20 minutes.
I was going to say Owen.
No.
Owen?
No.
Owen doesn't know the real
I could say
you.
Something about you to Owen and he'd be shocked. And that's how I know you more than him. Owen's ever been in the Paso with you up and down this country twice.
Yeah, he has.
Not like us.
Don't forget that.
That wasn't a crash.
We swam together.
Owen can't swim. There's one for you.
Can he not?
Just going to spread that rumour.
He's way too old to not know how to swim.
My man that can't swim.
Yeah, but bro, I get that.
Right? Get me. You're older than Owen.
No, but like there's a generation of people that can't swim.
Yeah. And Owen's not in it.
Yeah. And I feel like then all of us can swim. Do you get me? Have you any blatant questions?
That's what I was going to say.
So this is a dilemma.
Okay.
From Jessica.
Okay.
She says, lads, I'm just after moving into a new apartment with a male friend of mine. I know him years and the place is so much nicer than where I was living, so I was buzzing to move in. On our first night in the place, I rang him to ask him to pick up a few bits for the house. After like a 10-minute conversation about clothes horses, he goes, right, well, I'm on a date, I better go, and we hang up. He ended up bringing that girl home. This was his first night in the new place. I'm not a prude, but I know since he went through a breakup a few months ago, he's basically been riding all around himself and I'm paying too much in rent to be dealing with him bringing random girls home all the time. Can I say something and set a boundary now, or do I need to put up with it until he does it a few more times and then talk about it? Maybe we can put a quota in place, like anything over two girls a month and he has to go to their place. Also, why did he spend so long chatting about the clothes horse to me, like mid-date? I was sure he wasn't going to bring anyone home after that behaviour. Jessica.
I agree with the last part.
Yeah.
That's a bit strange. Like, imagine you're on your first date with your man. He rang the landline. He's ended up somewhere nice, sitting down, and then he's on the phone. For
Terrence is on the phone to you.
Yeah.
For 10 minutes trying to book.
But if he's a single bloke, you know. Yeah. First of all, let him christen the gaff. Second of all,
he pays just as much rent as you. You're a free woman. You can bring people home if you want.
You can do the same thing. It's fair game.
So she just has to put up with it?
Yeah.
I know, but
What harm is it doing though?
I think he should have to put up with it also. So I'm not saying it in that way. I mean, like, if she wanted to bring fellas home every week, I would say yeah. Now, until it starts becoming a problem. But if he's just bleeding, having a good night with someone, so be it. Now, if they're coming in and wrecking the gaff and drinking and smashing stuff and all.
Opening the fridge and drinking straight out of the milk carton and all.
Yeah, all that carry on.
Words ain't to be had.
But other than that, if he's just going home and bleeding.
Doing what single people do.
So she can't put a quota in place?
No.
Especially.
What's she going to do then? You've already had two this month and she's stopping one at the door.
Yeah, you're the third, you can't come in.
You know what I mean? Imagine how the girl would feel like, you're the tour board he's brought home this week, and she'd be like, what?
Bollocks.
Must be a good looking fella.
Yeah, he's doing well for himself.
To be able to talk about clothes horses on a date by 10 minutes and still get your rock and roll. He must be a good looking fella. Jessica, will you send us your roommate's details? We might have a date for him lined up. Send us an application there for TVX.
Not good enough for Siobhan. Just a little more.
What movie or TV moment would you like to pick to experience for the first time as it was when it was originally released?
Oh, do you know what was lethal? Did you watch Breaking Bad?
No.
Yeah, it was lethal.
Breaking Bad when Hank finds out.
Oh, lethal.
Who Heisenberg is. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having that.
That was a great one.
Do you want the rest of the question? I wasn't finished there.
Siobhan, the cadence in which you read that to me sounded like you were like, here it is, go ahead, now you answer that.
Sorry.
You're making it sound like you interrupted you, Terrence.
No, you
didn't. No, I'm with you.
No, sorry, you didn't interrupt me. I did stop.
You have to read in your book club. I'm not being smart. Do you have to read in your book?
Out loud, like?
Yeah.
No. What do you think this is, senior infants?
I thought you'd take turns of reading 3 pages.
No, but he's given examples like that people went mad during The Sixth Sense when Bruce Willis twist was revealed, or yeah, when Darth Vader was revealed in Star Wars.
Yeah.
So like, is that the similar kind of moment? That like it got spoiled on you because it was so such a big deal.
In pop culture, like?
Yeah.
Yeah, that moment he's talking about is legit.
Yeah. You've never seen The Sixth Sense, have you?
No.
Sixth Sense is actually a great film. Yeah, have you ever seen it, Siobhan?
No.
So you're not even
going to do too much because I actually will watch that.
I swear to God, The Sixth Sense is a great film.
I'm going to watch that tonight, and next week's bonus is going to be all about The Sixth Sense.
I've no faith in him watching that film.
Put a one on it.
Have you?
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, but I've no faith in him watching a film. Like,
oh, no, I wouldn't trust him to do
anything. Go on.
And
just say it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just, I wouldn't trust him to do it. She's dying to say anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, not in a bad way. I just think you'd forget, like, that you said that you were going to watch the film and walk out. And how many times do I have to ask you to email?
Ah, it's true. Sorry. I'm hoping. I feel like I'm getting better.
This is, if I said Jordan to a random group of 100 people, would the majority of people immediately think of A, the country, B, Katie Price, C, Michael Jordan, D, someone else they know personally called Jordan? Like, what do you think is the first thing that comes into people's head when
Michael Jordan? I say the country's last.
Nah, the country's last. The country's last 1,000,000%.
To me, in that scenario, when you said it, I was thinking Michael Jordan and then Terence's board.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
1-2.
But out of the 3 yokes, the country, Katie Price and Michael Jordan, I'd go Katie Price on that.
I have a feeling she hasn't been called Jordan in a long time.
Mm.
The poor country. Not getting a look in.
Definitely not.
Has anyone ever listened to us from Jordan?
I only looked her up the other day.
Can you check that?
I looked her up the other day.
And you know that somebody's listened from Jordan?
Yeah. And you know how? Because I was going through them all. Yeah. And I went
is all. After I said it?
Yeah, I went all the way to the bottom. I went all the way to the bottom. Yeah.
What?
To the ones that have ones. Yeah. Jordan has more than one, listen. And it's not called Jordan. It's called, like, it has a big long name. I'll try and find it. Ask Terence another question.
Right. Would you rather receive one text notification every time someone says something bad about you, including strangers, or know the exact star rating and review strangers give you after every interaction? Jamie and Kildare.
Star rating. I'd actually enjoy that part. The star rating after an interaction.
So, like, you buy a cup of coffee and then you see, like, 3 stars.
I'd be five, like, in passing, I think. Because I have manners and all. Do you get me? But yeah, after a conversation, you could be going, right, sometimes I leave and go, that's 2 star from me. Right, here we go.
Hashemite. H-A-S-H-E-M-I-T-E. Hashemite.
What's that?
Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan.
That's what it's called, yeah?
Yeah.
And how many listens in Jordan?
38.
Fuck God, that's
on Spotify now.
38 ever?
Yeah, on Spotify. Now, it could be more on Apple, Go Loud app, wherever you get your podcast.
How it, I wonder if it's that one person listening to 38 episodes.
Maybe.
38 listens.
There's a few countries with ones, I thought we'd have more.
Go on, don't say Egypt.
No. Montenegro, thought we'd have more.
No, not having that.
Armenia?
No. Why
did you think you'd get so many in Ireland?
Because where they are in Europe, they're close to, like, countries where there'll be a lot of Irish people holidaying. I thought, like, at least get more than one listen.
I don't know anyone who's ever went to Armenia.
Armenia's.
Who's in Jordan listening to you?
Yeah. 38 listens in Jordan.
One in Cameroon. I'm going to name all the ones. I'm not shocked.
Nah, I'm not having that.
I'm naming all the ones, right?
Right, all the ones.
Armenia, Rwanda, Brunei, Solomon Islands, El Salvador, Cameroon, Lesotho, Montenegro, Ecuador, and Musitania.
El Salvador, listen to us. Someone over there. Someone clicked on an episode.
I went through this the other day, right? And I looked at the top 10 and I said to myself, I need to ask Terence this on there. Right?
Okay.
So give us the top 10 in any order.
Ireland's number one.
Right, easy enough.
Okay. Number 2, Australia.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Number 3 is England.
Yeah.
Number 4 is. No.
Is that behind me or something?
Canada.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Number, what was that for? Number 5 is France.
No.
America?
Yeah.
Fuck off. Number 6, Spain.
No, but it's in the top 10.
Number 6, Holland.
Holland is 10th.
Is it, yeah?
So you need to think, where's that load of Irish people in the world?
That's what I'm trying to think of now, yeah? Yeah.
Not a lot of Irish people in France.
You never know, bro. Thailand?
No.
Iceland? Is there not loads of us in Iceland? Where do we
think
go?
Think about it.
New Zealand.
That's there, yeah, but it's not sixth.
Okay.
It's seventh.
So there's someone before there?
Yeah, I'm missing a glaringly obvious one.
A glaringly obvious one?
Yeah.
It's not Italy.
He's technically right, it's not Italy. I'm just going to give it to you, right?
Go.
Number 9 surprised me. Number 9 is Germany. That surprised me, yeah? Number 6 is the UAE.
Ah, bollocks, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah?
I'm a tick cunt.
I'll give you 50 there, quid
yeah.
if you tell me who number 11 is.
Number 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, easy. Is it Europe now?
I'm not going to say.
Brazil?
No. India.
Is it?
India yeah. is number 11. It's like Blaine. Yeah,
that's you ever see that? Cool. That's cool.
Do you know
that's
that song cool. in Animaniacs where he's naming all the countries of the world? You don't know that song.
Oh, the hell? Where's Brazil? It's in South America. The amount of Brazilian people that have pulled me up
yeah,
the years.
And where are they listening?
In Ireland, yeah.
Someone commented not too long ago on episode 1 of the podcast, I'm listening to this to learn English. I was like, God bless that person.
Yeah.
Like, how did nobody intervene there and say, don't do that?
Yeah.
Save that person.
If you're listening to the podcast in another country, let us know. Let us know what country. Are they, if you're in an obscure country.
Comment.
Oh yeah,
comment on Spotify.
Comment
yeah.
on the Spotify, and what we'll do is we'll start reading out comments off Spotify, yeah. right. as well as just our emails. So don't be forgetting to send us our email.
So I have two. If you're listening in a foreign country, comment. No matter what country, it's just comment.
Yeah,
yeah. Or if you're a foreigner listening in Ireland, comment where you're from. Do you not know that?
Do you know what to do? Just comment with your flag, with your country. Is that good? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, comment which is a flag.
Will you recognise all the flags?
Oh, I know flags off by heart. Show me one flag that I can't get.
Yeah, hang on. This
if you can get a flag on that laptop that I really can't get, I'll
this whole episode is literally
23 euro.
Guess.
That flag there?
Yeah. yeah.
Palestine?
No.
Oh, I know it, sorry.
Come on.
I know that flag.
What is it then? Yeah, they're getting it wrong already.
No, I jumped the gun very fast. Same colours as that one though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's black, white and green, and then there's a red triangle from
with a star in it.
Yeah.
That meant something to me.
On the
what does a star usually mean, Terry?
Do you know it?
I want
is it Bahrain? is it?
No.
Oh, right.
Is it the UAE?
No.
I know that.
Yeah.
Which is gas. I know that flag.
Sudan?
No.
Are we listening Sudan. To that country?
Hmm?
Sudan?
No.
I'm only just saying that. Oh, I literally said Sudan.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
it's Jordan. The flag is Jordan.
Should have seen that one coming.
Yeah, we are ticks.
Do you want to answer that, singer? I asked Terrence.
Didn't hear I was looking up the stats.
5-star rating. I have to, me and you speak, we have to give you a star rating. And you have to know it. Or
what?
Do you want me to read it out?
Yeah, can you tell us the truth, Siobhan? what?
Would you?
What?
Lying and stuff was never my strong point. Go on. Sorry.
Would you rather receive a text notification every time someone says something bad about you, including strangers, or know the exact star rating and review strangers give you after every interaction?
I'll go to star rating. I like the star rating.
That's cool, isn't it? Because sometimes you know you're on fire.
Yeah.
But imagine you're single and you're talking to a lady and then you leave and you're going bump 5 stars. It's like Tinder.
A lady. Swiping.
A lady, no.
A lot of dating.
Yeah, a lot of
centric going on here.
Right. Did you see Justin Bieber at Coachella playing YouTube videos of himself walking into a glass door and that standard on business thing and all?
No, I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
I've seen everyone cheer it, but I didn't actually go and watch it. Here, you listen to this. 10 milli you got for that. 10 milli for that set.
That's not enough, is it?
For one set? One set?
Justin Bieber, bro.
You're playing one set at a festival as well. One set, 10 million, and that's not enough.
Look, I feel like 10 million's gettable in the world.
For a set, Terrence.
And when I think of Justin Bieber, I genuinely think astronomical numbers. Like when I see boxers getting paid 100 million plus for fights numerous times. When I think of Justin Bieber doing something, and because he doesn't like tour every year.
He's singing songs for 40 minutes.
No, but yeah, and you're getting in the ring and punching people for...
You're also getting punched.
I know, but...
It's a big difference.
No, it is. Sorry, that wasn't a great comparison. How much did he get paid to sell all his songs that time? Must have been in the hundreds of millions.
That's why he done the YouTube videos, because he doesn't own the rights to his songs.
So I read that, but I never looked up how much he got for selling the rights to his
catalogue,
I guarantee that was in the hundreds of millions.
It was, yeah, of course, because that's how much it's worth, yeah.
So then to hear he got 10 million per set, it just doesn't shock me.
But he's getting 10 million to do like a 40-minute set at Coachella, where you're not selling the tickets.
200 million he got to sell his catalogue.
Do you know what I mean?
It's less than I thought as well.
And he's making new songs as well, so that's what he was singing at this set.
Tyler, the Creator, also got 10 million.
There you go. That's me point. I didn't even know that, but I just expected.
I heard Beyonce got 18.
She got 8, according to this.
8? I heard 18. Gender pay gap.
Tyler, the Creator and Justin Bieber got paid the same amount for the set.
Yeah.
Gender pay gap is fake.
Anyway, the rest of the question was, what's your go-to YouTube video that will always make you laugh, that you would force people to watch? Like
the Animaniacs, Countries of the World.
That's actually at the annoying me.
What's a great video to watch? This is a bit niche, and Terrence is going to laugh at this. It's a bit current as well.
Your man on the ice.
Does that? There's a video of an altercation between the Garda and a fella protesting, and there's somebody recording it and also ordering the pizza at the same time.
Yeah.
And in the video, the fella who's recording and also simultaneously ordering the pizza.
Yeah.
Says, what sides do you do? And then says, yeah, give us garlic pizza fries.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal video, by the way. Yeah.
Get your hands off him. Yeah, garlic pizza fries.
Yeah. Chicken. Yeah. And what sides do you do? Yeah, garlic pizza fries. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It's
a real video.
Someone's getting nicked.
No, is.
But that man has.
Oh, no. He's completely mispronounced something. And I think what happened is a fella who was on the other end of the phone corrected him, and he just goes, yeah.
Yeah.
But I know that fella personally. And every now and again, we just bring that up.
That's a great video. That's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send us any questions or whatever you want to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Take us out, Siobhan. Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now.
The Hypnocker.